This is People and Places with bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Dima, and today our guest is Richard Firestone, an American scientist in Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, who's recently been involved in a fascinating research into an unusual meteor. That's a piece of rock or other matter from space.
We think that this impact was the airburst or an explosion in the air of a meteor, so anything underneath this impact was likely to be injured or killed.
Richard Firestone, explaining the theory behind a unique discovery, ancient animal bodies pieced with small pieces of matter, which scientists believe came from outer space some 35,000 years ago. As you can imagine, with a topic like this, we're certain to hear a number of words and expressions that can be used when talking about science, and in particular, about natural history. Words like impact, meaning the force of one object hitting another. Burst and explosion, both meaning a blast or sudden expanding after a release of energy. Meteor, a piece of rock or other matter from space that produces a bright light as it travels through the Earth's atmosphere. And shrapnel, small pieces of matter that cover an area in a blast, usually causing damage or death. Let's now listen to Richard Firestone as he describes what his team thinks happened to the meteor. But before we listen, here's a quick reminder of the words to look out for. Impact, burst, explosion, meteor, and shrapnel.
We think that this impact was the airburst or an explosion in the air of a meteor, probably an iron meteorite, that came in over Siberia and Alaska and exploded maybe several miles up in the air, sending shrapnel, essentially, in all directions.
So, to sum up, when the meteor entered the atmosphere, there was an impact that caused a burst or an explosion in the air, and as a result of the explosion, many small pieces, or shrapnel, covered a large area. Listen again, and as you're listening, try to find answers to these questions. First, which two regions of the Earth did the meteor fly over? And second, how high above the ground did the explosion happen?
We think that this impact was the airburst or an explosion in the air of a meteor, probably an iron meteorite, that came in over Siberia and Alaska and exploded maybe several miles up in the air, sending shrapnel, essentially, in all directions.
So which two regions of the planet did the meteor travel over? Richard Firestone mentions Siberia and Alaska. And how high above the Earth's surface did the blast happen? The answer is several miles up in the air.
You're listening to People and Places from bbclearningenglish.com.
Today we're talking about a unique discovery: ancient animal bodies severely damaged by particles, that is, small pieces of matter, from a burst meteor. But why are scientists so excited by this find? Surely our planet has been hit by meteors and comets uncounted number of times. Well, as Richard Firestone will explain, it's true that meteors are known to have killed off whole species of animals, but not directly. Usually this happened because of resulting climate changes. In this case, the shrapnel affected animals in a direct way, damaging their body parts or even killing them. Although Richard Firestone doesn't mention them, he means mammoths, large hairy elephant-type animals, which no longer exist. And how do we know this? Well, because as you're about to hear, he does mention particular body parts which mammoths had. See if you can spot the word for these body parts. Here's a clue. This word appears right at the end of the clip and means pointed teeth which stick out from some animals' mouths.
And these animals were laying under it, so anything underneath this impact was likely to be injured or killed by these things, because there was one every few centimeters hitting these tusks.
Did you manage to spot the word for large pointed teeth? It was tusks. And if you're still not sure what tusks are, take a look at the picture on the webpage, where you can see an artist's impression of a mammoth. Just visit bbclearningenglish.com and follow the link to people and places. In a moment we'll hear from Richard Firestone again, but just before that, here again is today's vocabulary. Meteor. Impact. A burst. An explosion. Shrapnel. A mammoth. And a tusk.
We think that this impact was the airburst or an explosion in the air of a meteor, probably an iron meteorite, that came in over Siberia and Alaska and exploded maybe several miles up in the air, sending shrapnel, essentially, in all directions. And these animals were laying under it. So anything underneath this impact was likely to be injured or killed by these things, because there was one every few centimeters hitting these tusks.
That was People and Places from BBC Learning English.com.